Taylor Wallace here in Studio 1A. I'm joined by Australia's Alex Leahy, on tour right now in support of her debut album, I Love You Like a Brother. Playing Barracuda tonight. Doors are open right now. Molly Birch and Dude York are opening. Alex, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks. You, yeah, you and your band. What are we going to hear first?
The first song you're going to hear today is called Every Day's the Weekend.
You sleep in my bed, even when I'm not at home. I have to make some money, when we weren't treated so long. I think about you all the time, but we say it's just pretend. Stop work, you're here, every day's a weekend. You say I'm making a
That's Australia's Alex Leahy. We're here in Studio 1A, on tour right now in support of their debut album, I Love You Like a Brother. She and her band are playing Barracuda tonight. Doors are open right now. Molly Birch and Duke York opening for them on that bill. Alex, hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Awesome. So can you introduce us to these nice gents behind you?
Yeah, of course. So on bass guitar, there's Jono Skouletos. On drums, Lockie McGeehan, and on guitar, Sam Humphrey.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So let's go back to the beginning. You, as young as you are, music has been a part of your life for 95% of it, 99%
yeah,
of it?
Yeah, I'd say so, yeah.
And guitar isn't your first instrument. You just started playing the saxophone, is that right?
Yeah, I've always, like, taught myself how to play guitar. It's always been something that's just been, like, I guess in a way like a hobby or something that hasn't been like a formal kind of part of my music life, which is has always been such a nice sort of thing to have when I have been learning saxophone and jazz like really formally for a number of years through high school and for a bit of time in college as well. And yeah, so that's kind of like jazz or like, you know, the jazz tradition in a way is sort of where my musical language comes from. Which is pretty unusual given the type of music that I really connect with.
The pop punk revival.
Yeah, as a listener and also, you know, in the songs that I write. Yeah.
And so you go when you started playing the saxophone, about how old were you?
I was 12. I'd just started high school. Like, so what would that be for you guys? So it was like in middle school, I guess.
Junior high,
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
And so you, did you know then, when did you know you wanted to do music? Like, that was what your calling in life was?
When I was 14 and I watched the school big band win a championship, and I was like, that's what I want to do.
How did your parents take that? Supportive?
I think my mom was sort of like, yeah, cool. Well, you know, you better work really hard. Like, I think it was like, that's always been like the ethos in my family. It's like, yeah, like, you know, there are all these opportunities and pathways and there's a capacity to achieve anything as long as you work really, really hard. And, you know, nothing's ever given to you. And that's kind of always been like, you know, if I was to say I want to be like a lawyer, it would have been the same thing. Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. It's pretty great. And I've been very fortunate to have that sort of support.
That's incredible. Do you come from a musical family?
Not at all. I'm the only person in my family who plays music.
That's,
yeah.
It's even better to be able to empathize with that dream of yours and be so supportive. That's awesome.
Yeah.
We're here in Studio 1A with Alex Leahy playing Barracuda Tonight with Molly Birch and Duke York, opening in support of her debut album, I Love You Like a Brother. Well, let's fast forward just a little bit. And so after you broke away from the saxophone and started taking your music education into your hands, you formed the collective Animal. Is that how it's pronounced?
Yeah, I was kind of doing that. I sort of started the band with my best friend, like, as we finished high school, because we knew that we wanted to keep playing music together. And we were in, like, the school bands and that sort of thing. And we knew that if we didn't have, like, an impetus to do it, then it would never happen. So we booked our first gig before we had any songs and basically created this deadline to do it. And yeah, we were doing that for quite a few years, and I was doing that through uni and that sort of stuff. And then I eventually decided to, you know, maybe find my own voice as a songwriter and sort of try doing a little bit of stuff by myself, and not with any, you know, aspirations to you know, make it a bigger deal than anything else, but it kind of just worked out in a way.
And yeah, it has worked out. You made your TV debut last week on Seth Meyers.
Yeah,
is that right? That's fantastic. Congratulations.
Thank you.
How does it all feel?
It was great. It was such a lovely surprise to get the call up. And yeah, it was just sort of one of those things. Like, I remember someone saying to me, they're like, oh, that's such a huge goal, like, ticked off for you. And I was like, well, if it was a goal, you know, if it was a goal to tick off, then I would have conceived that it could have been possible, and I never really like thought about it until it happened. And it was such a wonderful experience, and, you know, Seth's lovely, and all the crew and everyone else involved in the show was just wonderfully professional and kind and calm. And it was, yeah, people were like, were you nervous at all? And I was like, well, no, because no one was like kind of running around or making a big deal out of anything. It just felt really natural, and we had such a great time. It was the best.
That's really great.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Awesome. We're here in Studio 1A with Alex Leahy playing Barracuda Tonight. Doors are open now. Molly Birch and Duke York opening. What are we going to hear next?
The next song you're going to hear is also from the record. It's called I Haven't Been Taking Care of Myself.
Just
If pop punk is back, it has grown up and better than ever. That's Australia's Alex Leahy playing tonight at Barracuda. Doors are open right now. Get up. You can go there right now. Molly Birch and Duke York opening. She's in touring in support of her debut album, I Love You Like a Brother. And that song we just heard, I Haven't Been Taking Care of Myself. Not the first time you've heard that on the KUTX airwaves. That was our song of the day last, one of our songs of the day last week. And personally, my favorite song on that record. Alex, thank you for playing that here.
Ah, it's our pleasure. Thank you so much for all your kind words. It's very, very lovely.
I could go on. Even your slow songs have such great momentum. You are so talented. I hear a lot of music, and getting your music in my inbox was just, I heard that song and it blew my mind.
It is really so great.
Thank you so much for being here. Thank all of you guys for being here today. And thank you to Jake Perlman and Dan Gonzalez, who's mixed our Studio 1A today. Our multimedia crew today is led by Martin Do Nascimento and assisted by Travis Hood and Deidre Gott, our Studio 1A producer, for putting this all together. Thank you, Alex. Thank your band for being here. You can hear all of this and a bonus third song at KUTX.org. My name is Taylor Wallace. We're here in Studio 1A. And you're listening to KUTX 98.9, the Austin Music Experience.
I need you to go.